we did some analysis and we noted that the global funding for the wash sector is really underfunded compared with the previous years. According to our analysis, is only 30% of the global appeal is, for wash is get funding from the potential and countries. So for sure, the scale of humanitarian crisis globally is very big, and the funding is going down, particularly for the wash sector.
Your report lists 13 countries that are in crisis-level hunger as a result of this lack of funding for access to water and sanitation. And Sudan is one of these 13 countries. What do they have in common, and what other local factors contributing to hunger here?
Yeah, actually, the contribution of hunger is enormous, particularly in the Horn of Africa. I mean, the key drivers of hunger, as far as I understand, is the climate-driven hunger. And in line with the climate-driven hunger, I mean, because of weather variabilities, there are a lot of drought in the region, and it also triggers conflicts in the region. So drought and conflicts are the two drivers of hunger in the region, including Sudan.
And including, speaking of drivers of hunger, your report also makes the connection, and this is where I would like us to come to South Sudan. The report makes a connection between conflict, water access, hunger, and climate change. South Sudan has had massive flooding for at least three consecutive years now, and it's a country that's in chronic conflict. I would like for you to explain the situation there and how lack of access to water is making things worse.
Yeah, South Sudan, climate change in South Sudan has two views, in the sense that there is flooding, serious flooding in South Sudan compared with other East African countries. And on the other side, there is also drought in the border to Kenya and Ethiopia. So South Sudan is, compared with other Horn of African countries, has faced lots of shocks and stresses because of the climate crisis. One of it is, as you mentioned, that the flood issue. Flood in South Sudan is very, very challenging, in a sense that it covers a huge area because South Sudan is flat, and it aggravates huge displacement, internal displacement. And the war among different clans in South Sudan is also further fueling the humanitarian crisis in that particular country. So a lot of refugees are there, particularly bordering to Ethiopia and Uganda. There are a lot of refugees displaced by conflict, which is actually associated with displacement related to flooding. So flooding, conflict, and natural disasters are key in the case of South Sudan.
And finally, the focus of your report is this funding gap for programs to do with access to water and sanitation, which seems to be aligned with what officials in South Sudan are saying. We spoke with the Minister of Water. He said they don't have the budget to make safe drinking water accessible to everyone in the country. And I'm sure it's not unique to South Sudan, other countries in the Horn of Africa and around the world. What needs to be done to address this funding gap, to make water accessible to everyone?
Yeah, what's important is that the global community should have to give much attention for this funding gap. Actually, South Sudan is also one of the countries which recurrently facing funding gaps to respond to crisis. Therefore, I urge the global community to give much attention on fulfilling this huge gap on the sector. If we have that, if we get money from the potential donors, probably it will be easy just to support the national government in terms of addressing the basic human needs, that is water, sanitation, and hygiene. So the key element is just to push the global community, including the national government, to allocate significant funding for addressing the WASH-related issues.